to Australia we go. And Donna DeMayo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Fascinating study out of Australia that, in fact, Australia's population should be far lower than it is today. It should go back to the size it was in 1974.
Extraordinary comments from quite a number of environmental and planning experts, a couple of them based at the University of South Australia. So this article was published in The Conversation, and they're suggesting that the genuine progress in Australia peaked 40 years ago and that our population and economy has grown considerably in recent decades, but our level of well-being has actually declined. In fact, as you mentioned, they say the stall point, as they put it, appears to be at about 1974. So they did look at different factors to gauge economic health. They didn't just look at the GDP. They looked at the genuine progress indicator, which looks at things like carbon dioxide emissions, water pollution, even the value of household work and parenting, the quality of education, and so on. And they're suggesting that it really is unnecessary and ideologically driven growth that has led to this population boom. So currently, we have 24.1 million people living in Australia, and they're suggesting the optimal population size should be around 15 million.
Why do I get the feeling that these researchers will probably say that about every single country in the world?
Possibly.
What they want is a good old epidemic just to wipe out a lot of the population.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that's a drastic measure.
Yes, I know. Well, how else? You know.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I'll have to pose it to them if I ever encounter these researchers.
Good on you. Now, a tragedy with a parasailer.
Yes, and we're just hearing details of an absolute tragedy because an Australian, a very prominent West Australian businessman, Roger Hussey, has been killed. He was parasailing at Phuket in Thailand, and this is horrific to consider. His wife was actually filming the parasailing flight when he plunged into the sea, and there's actually a two-minute video that has been posted to Facebook showing Roger Hussey excited about the flight. He was being strapped into the safety harness, but it actually shows that the straps were left undone underneath his legs, between his legs, so he actually fell while the parasail was still climbing. We know that police have actually got a copy, obviously, of that video right now. And it's expected that charges will be laid. But this was a 71-year-old from Perth. He was holidaying with his wife, as I mentioned, and he was on the board of many companies, including an eye foundation, a neuroscience research institute, and so forth. So I'm sure tributes will start to flow now that we hear that Roger Hussey has been killed in this parasailing incident.
It's a truly horrific story, and I thank you for your time and getting up early for us, Donna DeMayo out of Australia.